telling statement about this piece of legislation you're considering. There's no way to determine exactly what will happen if this bill becomes law. You've heard some of the nonprofits say that it's highly likely that they would pull out of the program if it does become law. Some of the alternatives that have been suggested, and I know that Senate Bill 131 is very similar to this one. Some of the suggestions is BPSOs becoming state employees. Well, we know that that would be very expensive. They'd become members of bargaining units, and their pay levels would go up. They would get benefits such as health insurance, supplemental benefits, get into PERS. Then their supervisors would be state employees. You'd have much higher administrative costs because you'd be dealing with state administrative procedures and so forth. Then the state would be dealing with 80 separate communities on their own. There was also the issue of, well, let's put this out to competitive bidding. Right now, the BPSO program is set up in statute that it must go through nonprofit regional corporations. So that would have to be changed. Employees of security companies, which we assume would be the people that you would be targeting to have bid on this, they are not currently peace officers. They're not peace officers under the law. There would have to be provisions made for that. There's a whole list of things, and I've sent a letter in that indicates those things. Security companies are not linked to the communities out in the rural areas, whereas BPSOs are employees of nonprofit corporations, which are made up of people in those areas. One of the other concerns is the nonprofits are making excessive funds from indirect recovery. Nonprofits recover expenses equally on all programs they administer, and this is a process, and it's established by the Federal Office of Management and Budget in a circular number 87 revised, A87 revised. This is similar to a nonprofit recovery negotiation agreement by the that the state agency, actually the University of Alaska, gets. And let me point out that their cost recovery is as high as 51.3%, depending on which one of their facilities is used. And the lowest is 21.3%, so it varies. So what I'm pointing out is, I think the main thing is, there's no telling what this piece of legislation would do. If it's passed, what will happen to the BPSO program? I think that you should give serious consideration to what you're considering doing here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Is Richard Krause there, please?
This is Richard Krause. I'm the BPSO coordinator with the Aleutian Pribilof Island Association. We are opposed to this bill, obviously. And I'd just like to suggest that the committee look at the overall program. I think this is, there's a lot of important issues. If any of you would like to talk about it when you come to Anchorage, I would be more than willing to talk about it with you. I did send a letter 2 days ago. I faxed to all of you. I hope you got it. We have the negotiation agreement that the University of Alaska uses, and like Robin said, their rates go from 21.3 to 51.3 depending upon location. And I guess I'll close because I know you're in a rush. The only one thing I would like to point out, five of the nonprofits that have VPSO programs do not pay their VPSOs any overtime. I do not pay my VPSOs overtime because I'm not given enough funding. Pretty sad because I'm violating state law. And, there are just a lot of other important issues with it. I hope you will really look at the program comprehensively before you vote on this. That's why I'd recommend you vote no. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody here in Juneau that wishes to testify on this? Matt, you want to do a wrap-up real quick?
Once again, for the record, my name is Matt Gill. Basically, we still believe this is a good bill. continue to gather the information. I'll be getting in contact with each of the corporations, trying to figure out exactly what the direct costs are and what are the indirect costs and just exactly how much it's going to impact them. Because at this point, I don't imagine you guys are going to make any decisions on this today without all the information.
Matt, and if I could ask if you would please supply us with a breakdown of the 1.7 that the troopers spend on the program, the oversight money.
We'd
appreciate that.
Not a problem at all. I'll have it to your offices today.
Thank you very much. Yes, my intention, since the hearing went long and we still have some questions out there, to hold this over. Hopefully we can get it on. And with that, we're adjourned.